We have to legally hire him.
We have to make a resolution.
Probably at the next board meeting, which there's already an agenda in front of us.
But I can resend that.
We could resend it. We could put a, an item on there to,
I got another. Gina, when can you get that letter to him?
I can send it out today. I mean, you know.
I guess another question is, why is it taking so long for you to get a letter on? I don't know.
Well, I mean.
She has statutes. She asked me to cite a statute. And you know, she's been told to pay the bill. The statute is that when the county board purchasing committee tells you to do this.
Yeah, I mean, because everything I'm gonna say, I've told her verbally and you know, what she wants, I still think is a statute, we don't have that. But I mean, I'll still give her what we have. If it makes a difference, fantastic.
And then you can state that we don't have a statute.
Yeah.
Okay, now, guys, I'd like to make a statement here. We've got a personnel director who's drawn two lawsuits related to personnel issues. This personnel director is also going around telling the county employees in the courthouse, as I understand it, this is hearsay, that, and actually I've seen letters on email where she's concerned that we should dock pay for people that were sent home during this COVID. You won't work this week, you're gonna go home, you work this day, you work that day. Some staffs didn't send anybody home, is that correct?
That's not true. That's not a true statement. What she's not wanting to pay is the fact that after all of the employees were pulled back, now you've got department heads that are saying, we're gonna give you extra time off. That's not in the contract. Steve Malega told his employees, you will get 3 extra weeks of comp time. Up in the circuit clerk's office, you get extra weeks of comp time. There's nothing in the contract that says that you can do that. So once again, we're going to pay people time that they didn't accrue just because they had a job during this crisis and got paid for it. So that's...
So this is... They worked and got paid, or they didn't work and got paid?
Well, we're talking about people worked and got paid during the COVID thing. All of the offices brought everybody back May 4th. Now, office heads are saying, hey, since you worked through this whole thing and...
From May 4th
these,
or...
No, before. Since these two people were off in the office and you two worked, you had to cover them because they might have had extenuating circumstances. Now I'm going to give you extra comp time for that. Then you've got Steve saying, since the health department employees had to work, I'm going to give you 3 extra weeks of comp time to make up for the fact that other employees might have been off with pay. And that's why I think you got the ethics ordinance. And
sure.
So, you know, because that's going to become an issue.
And
Gina, have you been copied on any of this stuff?
Yes, I have. And I mean... The contract also contains language that, you know, the county can do certain things, and I think it says in an emergency, it doesn't define what constitutes an emergency. I mean, so I think, I mean, this wasn't anything that we've ever had before. There's no law that covers it. You know, there's no example that covers it. So we're sort of out here on our own. You know, you guys and all of us in this room, I guess, are stewards of taxpayer money. You know, so we have to make sure we're spending taxpayer money wisely. We can't just be, you know, but at the same time, I mean, I would say at the time that Steve told his people this, at least, you know, we kind of thought, hey, we're putting ourselves at risk by staying open, by doing, you know, we kind of were like, oh, what's going to happen? Now, nothing ended up happening. You know, it kind of wasn't, you know, what we thought maybe initially, you know, and is it fair, you know, to me? If I worked the whole entire time and Dale got 5 weeks off with pay and I get nothing, maybe not, you know? But like I said, the caveat is we're talking about taxpayers' money. We're not talking about, you know, kind of like Bruce said, you know, if Bruce is the CEO and he says this is how it is, that's how it is in private, you know, enterprise.
Has anybody got any idea what kind of money we're talking about?
She figured some of the nurses, and you're talking out of the health department, you're talking anywhere from $5,000 to $6,000
per person
for one employee.
Okay. That was in comp time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which means that they get time off and can.
But they'll still get paid for it.
Okay.
I'm questioning the name for comp time. because my understanding, I've never worked anywhere where I got comp time, so I'm not real familiar
well,
with that.
Well, I can't imagine.
But I thought comp time, I mean, you worked for 7 hours or 8 hours, whatever your schedule is, and then you worked beyond that, and so you're given comp time. I take issue with the use of calling this comp time when they didn't work beyond 7 or 8 hours. They worked.
Yeah.
And it's
not
just
sure
in gifted days.
I'm not sure. Okay. LaVon's next, right? Comp time, but
well, it happened.
She had her hand up, and then you got yours up. So just hang on.
My concern is that you have two department heads have made this decision. Not all department heads have made it, and the county board did not approve it. Because it's outside the contract, I don't know how this can be allowed.
And the one department heads a circuit clerk and the other one's the health department. The health department we have a lot less control over than we do the circuit clerk. So just to comment, and Earl was next.
Mr. Chairman, a special board meeting was called for specific items, and this is not on the agenda for specific items on our special board meeting.
It's about contract.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's about contract, collective nurse negotiations, and personnel.
Litigation. This ain't litigation.
Dale?
If Steve wants to pay them extra, doesn't that come out of his budget?
Not ours.
But they are paid for with
his budget
levied
is the overall
money.
Budget.
Levied money is how those employees at the health department are paid. That's taxpayers' money.
But he also answers to his own board, and if his board, the health board, approved this, how are we to question that?
We don't have a lot. We question it, which we've done in the past by lowering his levied amounts. I did that in the past. I'll tell you what it comes down to with the health department. You're either going to pay it in the health department, keep your people healthy, or you're going to have a busy sheriff's department because your people that you were have been serving in the health department are now out of a line. That's what I have found. Is your expenses, it's very difficult. You either have a good health department, you can kind of control your expenses over here in the sheriff's department. They kind of go hand in hand. It's hard to describe. Now, who else had their hand up?
Just one quick question. Is the health department, do they set and pass their own levy, or do we have to pass that levy?
We pass the levy, and we can cut the levy at levy time.
This board controls the budget for the health department and who is appointed to the health board. So while you say you don't control the health board, you control
really
who's
do.
Appointed to that health board.
And we're okay in the levy that's paying this extra money, so we're really just as liable as that health board is.
But I don't know if the health board will approve it or not. I don't know whether he has to go before health board. See, I don't think Steve even thought about bringing it to the health board because I'm on that health committee, and he's not said anything to me about having it at a meeting or anything.
Well, then we need to question it and send it to you.
Are these people themselves the one that's doing the bitching, or is it Steve wanting to offer this?
As I understand it, when, you know, we sort of all met on, like, it was a Monday in March, and we were kind of like...
We all who? Department heads?
Department heads, yes.
Management.
Were you involved in that?
Not on the first meeting.
Yeah.
I was advised.
Jared was here, I think. Judge A.B. Harlow was here, and then, you know, like, the department heads within the courthouse. Maybe even Steve or... I think
you had all your management here.
Several people, you know.
I think Steve and Alan were there. They said they were.
And, you know, we set up like, you know, we talked about reducing staff. We talked about, you know, how we were going to stay open, what precautions kind of thing. All, you know, just the whole situation at the time was one of sort of the unknown, and we were responding as best we could. That was when we implemented the Monday, Wednesday, Friday conference call at 3:30 or whatever, and you know, so that Jared could get information out to us. You know, the first time I remember hearing it was pretty early on. Steve said in one of those conference calls, he said, I've told my people that they're going to get time, you know, because we've, you know, many of us had reduced staff. I went down to two people on, two people off every day. And he said, you know, many people have reduced staff. I've told my people that you'll get time to make up for what everybody else is doing. So he said it early on. I mean, and again, you know, I don't fault that. It wasn't like we had a whole lot of time to sit around and plan because we knew COVID was here and we knew, you know, so it was just kind of, it felt like an emergency.
The people involved in this, are they union or are they salary?
No, well, they're management. They're elected officials.
They made the decision.
No, I mean the ones that are wanting the time off. Are they elected or are they...
No, they don't want the time off so much. Steve offered it, and that's the question. It's comp time, not necessarily time off.
Offered it to...
to his staff.
Union people?
Both union and non-union is my guess.
I mean, is it in their...
It's not in their contract,
no.
What I'm getting down to, is it in their contract?
No.
Okay. Just like the issue with the grievance with the what is it, the sheriff or whatever.
Grievance, yep.
It come down that they want to be made whole. Okay. These people have not been disadvantaged. They are whole. So how do you go whole above whole? You know what I'm saying?
Then that's what we've done.
And I want to tell you, look, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a union official. But right's right and wrong's wrong. That's the way I see it.
The ones complaining, though, are the people that want the money. They're not going to get this money.
No, I think, you know, it's become an issue with payroll because it's being written down after the fact that it's COVID comp time. COVID's over. I mean, from a sense with it, we brought all the employees back, and these people are getting extra time, which you do have a situation because you've got some AFSCME employees that are getting it, some AFSCME employees that aren't. So it's just a mess.
And, you know, not every office holder did things the same way as far as reducing the staff. So it's like not every makeup situation or, you know, some of us don't have a makeup situation.
Well, so take the 2 to 3 weeks thing. I thought courthouse employees were paid no more than 2 weeks.
That would be an Erica question.
Yeah, because I thought, well, at least if you didn't make it more than what the others got, that would be something. But I don't know.
I
didn't know that it was 3 weeks, I guess.
Part of, you know, what Erica was saying was like, well, look, give them all the time they want, but make them use their accrued sick time or their vacation time, you know, the time they had as benefit time to make up for it. Don't just give them this free, you know, time. So just in case there was a question coming about that, it was, you know, she was willing to do those kinds of things, but thought benefit time should be used to make up for it. And a lot of people do have a lot of sick time, you know, accrued.
And I think one thing we're not considering here is that this is a very unique situation. This is a pandemic. It's never come up before. So we're flying by the seat of our pants at the beginning of this thing.
We were. And so, I mean, you know, we stayed open. Some courthouses, and you know, kind of panicked and closed down. And you had to, like, call ahead and see. I mean, so, you know, our doors were open. You know, we had things in place to limit, you know, who came in and what they did when they came in, but, like, you know, our doors were open, business, you know, was conducted, and nobody that needed access to the courthouse didn't get it, you know, or I mean, if you did, it was because you were sick, you know, and we said, no, you have to, you know, I know at least one person came in and had a fever. Well, they, you know, were told to leave. What they wanted was something from the circuit clerk's office, and they nailed it. So
you just need to get a policy in place before it starts again.
Yeah, and that's, I think, what Erica was wanting was something. And again, I mean, it's hard to be truly uniform since not all of us did it. But as far as any makeup, whatever, she was hoping that it will be uniform and come from you guys as, you know, the county board being uniform.
I think it should be.
Barb, you're on the health department. Meetings. Can you bring this up with the health department?
Oh, you betcha.
And let's, because you know, I've tried to get that health department under control in the past, and I haven't had much luck. But let's see what we can do here with the health department. And I mean, Steve's a smart guy. He can write you letters and letters and letters and tell you why he can do some. But I agree. I've never liked this comp time. Let's see. I mean, they worked.
Right.
They did their job. I don't know what people at St. Mary's or any place else get paid for working. They all worked. They did their jobs.
We're not disadvantaged.
And so, Barb, you're on fees and salaries. Report back the fees and salaries with us, and let's have a recommendation.
Well, I don't even know when our next, probably our meeting's not until the end of June.
Well, it can be resolved. It doesn't have to happen just right now, but it can be resolved. We'll get it corrected.
And in fact, it probably is something that can't happen right now. I mean, we could all come up with something and we all agree to it, but I don't think there's any agenda item for action, you know. So, yeah.
Well, are we paying these people or not?
Well, we're going to have to put that on. We're going to put a item on the June 10th agenda for an Ed Flynn, a resolution to reinstate as a state's attorneys. I'll let you work that up. Is that okay, so that we can reinstate him temporarily to get this arbitration through and pay these bills?
I mean, you can put it on the agenda, I guess. Yeah, and then, I mean...
Well, it's going to have to go in front of the board.
I thought we were talking about with the COVID time, we're not going to have anything for the June 10th meeting.
No, we won't have the COVID, but what we will have is Ed Flynn and a possible resolution.
We need you to mention that when we come out of closed session.
Dave?
We make sure you put that, when you put that on there, we make sure you put it as a list item for Gina to discuss.